All right, Tamos, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off on page Kuf Tzadik Beis. Tap. Mekorios. Machshava Atzmis She'ina Tiv'is. So the Mechaber explains that to really get to one's core, this is actually very interesting, that one has to try to strive to engage in personal thought that is not necessarily reflexive or innate. He says, Ina Kavana. Sh'adam chayev lahamtzi kol minei deos shonos u'mishunos b'chdei lihios mikori u'lekabel eizo shehu yitzug be'eizo makom. So Mechaber explains that a person doesn't have to go ahead and come up with all different types of be engaged in all different types of various thoughts in order to become a truly introspective individual. Mikori kalomar adam shemegala machshava atzmis. Meaning, what Mechaber is saying over here, well, let's explain the example. This is actually very interesting. This is Mechaber talking himself. So a couple of years ago, ten years ago, when Tisha B'Av came, I had the following thought. Ein makom yoser matim, milihios bo b'Tisha B'Av. Me'asher liad srid beis mikdashenu, mekom shalav anachnu misablim, bo na'aseh achorban. So the Mechaber decided, he said, you know what? Comes Tisha B'Av, there's no better place to be, so to speak, than the Kotel. Right? Then by the remnant of the Beis HaMikdash, by the remnant of that which we actually mourn for. Ka'asher adam rotze lahargish es achorban. If a person really wants to experience destruction, ba'ofen tiv'i, Hamakom hachi karov laze hu akosel hamaarovi. Okay, so a person wants to feel the korban. And I'll say it's interesting for us. This is actually it's very different because very often the kota also represents redemption for us. It represents the last vestige of the Beis HaMikdash, not necessarily in a mournful fashion, but also in an anticipatory fashion. But lemaisa again, so the idea of going ahead and spending, by the southern wall excavations, by the Kotel, so you can literally see they have still in place where the huge stones of the Beis HaMikdash actually fell. You could sit there literally on Kinos Tisha B'Av. People sit around those stones and they say Kinos, they say Eicha. It's very exceptionally moving. So Mechaber says again, I thought to myself, where else should I be on Tisha B'Av except for the Kotel? Nasati Lasham. So I went there. Higati b'pam rishona b'chaye b'Tisha B'Av b'kol samaravi. So the Mechaber says, for the first time in my life, I arrived at the Kotel. At the Kotel for Tisha B'Av. But listen to what he writes. V'listamti hiskale. His galsa lifanai kemos atzuma shal anoshim shechosh vukamoni ubalis abel alochorben liatzir beis mitashenu. And what did I see in front of me? Whole groups, throngs of people who thought just like I did that the most important place to be able to spend Tisha B'Av is in front of the remnant of the Beis HaMikdash. Tafasti esatzmi v'chashavti. See, literally said, I took hold of myself and I said, and I thought, Eich yachol lihios sh'ad hayom lo chashavti lahagia lekosel b'Tisha B'Av. Hare ein lechal yom lechora yoser matim lahagia lekan me'asher Tisha B'Av yom achurban v'chin shloshes haragolim shezeu zman shebo chiyuv liros p'nei Hashem. So the Mechaber said, I wonder to myself here, remember, this Rav Schwartz, who's the Mechaber of the Sefer, lives in Eretz Yisrael. So he wondered, he said, how is it that I never thought before to come to the Kotel for Tisha B'Av? How could it be that I never had this thought before in my life? Amarti la'atzmi kimishtomim. I said to myself, in almost like in a puzzled fashion, atachai bigil misbagar kvar kama v'kama shanim. You're not a young man already. He's talking to himself. Said, I'm not a young man. Madua lo chashavti akach shebiyom chorban beis habayis ya'amod yeshlamo liyado. How did I never think of this idea that on the day that we marked the destruction, I should actually be standing by the remnant of the Beis HaMikdash? Hari lahavdil, kisha adam rachmona l'slan meis lo meis. He says, lahavdil, if a person loses a loved one, who wrote seh la'agia lahalavaya ba'ofen tiv'i. Person loses a loved one, it is a natural reflexive reaction to want to go to the Levaya. right? Meaning, I don't need anyone to remind me, oh, you know, you should probably go to the Levaya. It's obvious that I'm going to go to the Levaya. But often TV, HaMachshava HaTivis B'Yosehi Imkein La'agia L'kol Sobiyom Chorom Beis HaMikdash. So shouldn't it be the reflexive reaction of the Jew, especially one in Eretz Yisrael, that on Tisha B'Av I'm going to go to the Kotel? He says, Az Zahisi Machshava Mikoris She'en Ena Tiv'is Eitzel Adam. So he said, I identified for myself a machshava mikoris, a thought that came from my makor, that came from my source, a thought that emanated from within, but yet what? It was not reflexive. It was not natural. It was not obvious. Aval berega shehim miskalis. But the moment that thought became revealed, he niris lo hamachshava hachi pshuta sheyichol lihios. It becomes in my mind the most obvious thought that could possibly be. Ulakach be'emes rabim chashvukach. And in reality, many had this thought as well. Ulam etzli he is skala besochi. But for me, this thought became revealed inside of me. V'lo mipnei shirabim osim kach. And I will say, what he is highlighting over here is something very interesting. See here, he had an incredible revelation. Now, the revelation should have been perhaps a little bit more obvious, but it was not. But once the revelation occurred, it became like the most obvious thing in the world. But what's the chap? Where did the thought come from? The thought came from within. He said the following. He said, I didn't go. Why? Because many people are going. Why did he go? Where did the thought come from? The thought simply came from within. The idea that he's trying to highlight with this example is, here there's two pieces to this. First of all, there are certain things that we don't think about or chap in life simply because we haven't taken the time to think. And furthermore, again, part of the greatest yisod in life is to almost be an independent thinker, to be able to arrive at certain realities, not because I'm influenced externally, but because I'm in touch internally. He gives an example. We'll just do one more line, then we're going to stop for today. Bless you. He says, "Kan bedugma shenaktu." Let's use this example for just a moment. Yisponi la'atzmo, kasher magei yom tishabav, ma'u hayom, Hechan ani yochol lachush es ha'evil yoser. The Rebbe says, so what caused the mechaber to go ahead and go to the kotel for Tisha B'Av? Because Tisha B'Av is coming, and he's thinking to himself, how can I maximize this experience for myself? Im hu roa moda'a agabi luach hamodos o be'iton, shema arginim nisiyah lekotel b'Tisha B'Av u'mitztarif, Eineni ba chalil laham it be'erech tfilos liyad svir beis mikdashenu, aval hu igia ki tap of kuf tzadikimu, ki misho pirsei moda, hu lo igia machma shisponi v'igia la'karas atzmis, hamakom hamatim b'tisha b'av, liyos akosam ha'ravi, elo shekira moda, amar zeh ra'ayon, tov bonit starif. So Mechaz, for example, let's say there are two ways that a person could arrive at the kotel on Tisha B'Av. What are the two ways? A person goes ahead and looks on the bulletin board in shul. And what do they see on the bulletin board in shul? Right? Looking for a carpool to go to the kotel on Tisha B'Av. Or we're organizing a bus to go to the kotel. In which case, again, a person says, wonderful idea. But where did the impetus for that idea come from? What's the impetus for that idea? External shul. Somebody else is organizing. I said, wow, great idea. As opposed to someone taking a step back and saying, Tisha B'Av's coming. Tisha B'Av is coming, and Tisha B'Av is a meaningful day. How do I maximize my experience? Now again, the person who decides to go to the kotel because somebody else is organizing a bus, that's beautiful also. That's wonderful. But at the end of the day, that did not come from an internal process. As opposed to, a person takes a step back a week before Tisha B'Av and says to himself, you know what? There's a meaningful day coming. How can I maximize that experience? Oh, I should go to the kotel. That's a result of the process of introspective thought. And sometimes a person, and why the reason why I bring up this code idea is because, remember, he himself engaged in this process of introspective thought, and he discovered something interesting, which was that there was something very obvious that he probably should have been doing all of the years, but he didn't. Why didn't he? Probably because he never took the time to engage in that introspective thought. But once he took the time to engage in the introspective thought, certain obvious things were revealed to him, things that were so profound, yet so simple, but things that only came about because he chose for a moment to think for himself in this process of introspection. So stop over here for today. We're going to pick up with this mush a little bit more tomorrow. All right. I'm sorry?
Exactly.
It's 100%. It's that. Well said. Well said.
Or at least we think.
Right. Or at least. Yeah. Right. My inner contemplation.
Shoulder,
right. Right. No. This is this is a general. It's also what we're going to see. It's also the difference between being a reactionary individual versus a proactive individual. That's a big distinction in life. Many of us are just simply reactionary. We hear great ideas, we simply go along with it, as opposed to taking a step back and actually thinking to ourselves how we should live our lives. So we'll get to it in Mir Sashem. A lot to do. All right, what's today? Chavav.
True.
The rabbi told you. Sleep all your stuff away. You go to Gehenna.